Connecticut lawmakers look to join other states that have created their own paid family medical leave programs. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, some residents and business owners have concerns about who will be covered and how much it'll cost.
The U.S. is one of few developed countries in the world that doesn't have a nationwide paid family medical leave program. The result is that people may have to return to work earlier after taking unpaid time off for having a baby, recovering from an illness, or caring for a sick family member. But some Connecticut lawmakers want to change that. Representative Gary Turco testified before a state public hearing earlier this month in support of bills that would create a paid leave program.
We need to be competitive with our surrounding states like Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island that already have moved forward with a paid family medical leave program.
Under that proposal, working residents would contribute one half of 1% of their weekly earnings to a state trust fund. The fund would eventually pay out working wages for up to 12 weeks to employees who need paid leave. Sarah Locke lives in New Haven and hopes this becomes a reality, but she also worries that the proposals may not benefit everyone. Locke identifies as queer and is on the steering committee for CT Equality, an advocacy organization for LGBTQ people in Connecticut. She says LGBTQ people may not have that, quote, nuclear family unit. Instead, they may rely on chosen family for support, comfort, and care.
If you are telling people that you're going to make this bill, but it only helps people who have biological or legal ties to their family, you're excluding so many people who need this probably as much as, if not more, than the people who would benefit from it if it were in those terms.
Bill co-sponsor Senator Julie Kushner says lawmakers kept that in mind when drafting a version of the bill. That version does include care for, quote, any other individual related by blood or whose close association with the employee is the equivalent of a family member. The bill was voted out of committee last week, but there are no guarantees that the language will be kept in any final law.
Family relationships are changing in our country, and we want to be inclusive, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of all families, whether they're the traditional family or whether those traditional relationships don't exist. But everyone should have the ability to take care of their loved one, and everyone who's sick and needs care should have someone they can count on.
Others besides the LGBTQ community have concerns about details in proposed paid family medical leave bills. Tim Phelan is the president of the Connecticut Retail Merchants Association, a statewide trade association that represents the interests of retailers. He questions whether the program makes sense for small businesses and retailers.
If you hear the successful retail stories, they'll always talk about how they treat their employees like family. So there's not an insensitivity to a need that's going on in the family. It's more of a sensitivity to how do I keep this operation going? How do I keep my store going so I can continue to employ lots of people for the long term? And that's the concern that we have.
Phelan says retailers and business owners want a seat at the table going forward. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.